Well, gentlemen, as far as the change of zone goes, I don't have an issue at all. I think it's going to straighten up a situation there, make it all homogeneous.
Also think it's downsizing in terms of how much.
What's downzoning, yeah.
Downzoning, I mean, in terms of how much development could be permitted in an AR1 versus a GR, as well as that, you know, the area in which it's located seems to me is more appropriate for an AR1.
You're bringing the whole property into one zone.
That's right.
Yep.
Go ahead.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1653 for Deerfield Meadows LLC for a change in zone from GR or general residential to AR1 agricultural residential based upon the record for the following reasons. Change in zone from GR AR1 is essentially a down zoning that will result in less intensive uses or development of the property in the future. AR1 is appropriate for the property and will be consistent with other zoning in the area. And this change in zone is appropriate since it will create a zoning district boundaries that are consistent with the property boundaries.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1653, Deerfield Meadows LLC, for the reason stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2007-39, Jesse Frederick Conaway and Everett T. Conaway. Well, I tell you what, that's got to be one of the oldest pedigrees we've seen here. My ancestors came here in 1634, and I think they were serfs on that property for the Conaways. I'm not sure.
And mine might have been sharecroppers. Proper.
What? We never got warned about nine.
Does that mean we have to abstain?
Yeah, that's right. We might be related.
Because 300 years ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of information presented on this, and it certainly is a serious subdivision, serious amount of information to digest.
And do we need to leave the record open for the response to the response to the response? Plus.
Well, typically on subdivisions, you defer for plus final response if necessary or septic feasibility. We have the septic feasibility, but we didn't. The typical two items that you defer specifically for.
I think we should leave it open for written, for plus, just for plus, though. You know something's coming back, right? Or not?
Well, they typically.
We leave it open in event they do respond. Sometimes they might.
They typically respond when any time an applicant responds to them.
Give them 30 days.
And usually it's quicker than that, but there's nothing wrong with 30 days.
Well, that way it's not, I mean, I think Mike's concern is if it was open-ended, so what if it doesn't come? These guys don't want to be hanging in limbo.
The response that was provided by the applicant was on the 22nd.
June?
Yeah. That was a response. That's when they sent their response.
What's the holiday?
That's a date on it. Then it's in the exhibit booklet.
Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2007-39, Jesse Frederick Conaway and Everett T. Conaway, my motion is for deferral and that the record be left open for receipt of the state's final response to the applicant's response.
For how many days?
For 30 days.
And you should reference the June 22nd response, just for clarity, so okay. You know what they're responding to.
Okay.
And as stated by Mr. Lang, that it's for the response to the June 22nd applicant's response to PLUS.
Second. So moving secondly to defer action on subdivision 2007-39, Jesse Frederick Conaway and Everett T. Conaway, leaving the record open for a period of 30 days to receive the PLUS response to the applicant's response dated June 22nd, 2009. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item was...
Mr. Chairman, just before you get to that, I have one question for Mr. Lang.
Sure.
Looking at the agenda, they're both identified as applicants, Jesse Conaway and Everett Conaway. Would that reflect how they were applied? Or could that just be that that's the way that the office...
I think, actually, let me see the applications. I think the one application made reference to just Jesse.
Okay.
But I don't know how to find it.
That might have been done in the office.
That's what I figured. That's what I just wanted to see. Okay, sorry, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that's right. One was in Jesse's name, the other was in... According to the booklets on the cover, that's the way it is. Yeah. Anyway.
Our next public hearing was subdivision 2007-40, Jesse Frederick Conaway and Everett T. Conaway.